and I thought about this through this report, but I would keep that other criterion of ability of the Vietnamese to defend themselves in it. It's vague enough, you can always get off it by saying they're now able. But if you tie yourself too much to the prisoner issue, you're going to make yourself prisoner of device. And above all, they're going to come up with some ambiguous formulation.
You mean people aren't Vietnamese?
Yeah, they're not Vietnamese. And drive us crazy.
Well, I was going to keep it pretty vague.
I said, no, that
if it's raised, if it's raised now, if it's the thing is raised now, I'm not going to be here. Which it will be. Cigarette free, you know, free roll, it's not free, not to say, well, that's not the thing.
But our gang plan is really working. Once we came back to Paris today, you got told us, and I'm not sure about that, still Thursday. And then all the other things will go on.
Well, yeah. Well, there's something going on, but it doesn't. We're sure they'll know. And we've got to be totally relaxed about it and totally ruthless. You may turn us down.
Mr. President, I am almost totally ruthless. We may have to throw you into that equation if we're comfortable at some point. But not in a way that brings the communism into office. But he's already offered to resign a month before the election.
Yeah. And we presented it. That we've offered.
We are in great shape in terms of our
offer. We've offered that, but that they know that already, or are you going to offer that?
They know that. What they don't know is that you had told us that he won't run, but that I don't trust.
Don't give him a damn thing on that.
And I'm not sure they ought to give him a damn thing.
Not quite yet.
Or at all.
Not at all. But they won't take it on the basis that you resign. I make it very short part of my leaving. I mean, don't fart around this time with her. You know, all this business of this and that and activating my type, it's just cold and hot as hell. Particularly if given the fact that I talked that with a tea to another type. You've got to make this the toughest talk you've ever had with these people.
I will repeat what you said.
We may not do it. I think what we can, what we will do then, of course, is that I think we've got to run about a 2-day raid. We're going to call it protective reactions. That's what we can do.
That's what we call it.
We're going to do that. But the weather be pretty good at that time.
The weather's ever good enough for that.
I've seen it. I don't know what you're going to do with
the weather. Will be better.
They raise that time, there ought to be some stuff in the stock market, there ought to be some of that. There's not going to be some of that. How about taking a man out at the same time? Just to do something a little different. See what I mean? But just say, you have to react to the plane came off there, it was a lot
of money.
Two months, out of Roger Station.
I had sent him a note. I was on his platform. But I had a long talk with Roger this morning, and he's fine. You have no problem with that. Players,
go to hell. He's put himself up for this, and he's trying to get the impression that he's thought out the whole thing and do it. I'm just talking to the congressman that way. And he says, well, his credibility is affected. Does he ever think about the credibility of the president?
He just takes forward on you. It's a nutty way of looking at one's job.
I gotta say, though, Ford and parents were very good at that.
Because you did one of the most skillful jobs I've ever seen. But you take a normal president who doesn't know his subject as well as you do, confronted with two senior congressmen with a specific proposal, would have one hell of a time. What these fellows don't understand is that anything that builds you up gets some credit. If you're part of a good administration, there's enough credit for everybody.
I'm going to leave it very pleasant to regard the future control, regard the duration of the next announcement. Say all that, and then I'm going to just really leave a lot of that express hanging around there, and they're going to do it on. They're all going to reject this anyway. We'll get the domestic benefit out of it, but I am going to play it so that your people in Paris will know that I have something else in mind.
They're going to make sure that the text of your text conference is delivered. They go send the whole text and the text.
Well, we don't want the whole text, what we really want is the first, my two-minute announcement, and I say it very well.
Much better to run a real war if you have to run a war.
But this battle did that poor dad Lincoln and Roosevelt, Wilson.
Oh,
they went through horrible agonies, but they had no choice. They had to win or lose.
Lincoln went through agonies, but Wilson and Roosevelt had a good time.
They really must have
battled to run a war, but the whole public is for you. When did you measure this about not winning it fast enough? That's a cinch. It's tough to do so many people, but morally, it's a deep people with a fight wrote about that it's been to his
well up to Fort Collins, not a tremendous department. And he's been a damn good soldier, just that for the Christ's sake, we're not doing something like this. So let's do our best with it, but I just want you to know, I will never sign the bill. I'll find some other reason to do it. But you agree, don't you? Yeah. All right, okay, John, done.
No, that goes over to Camp David.
Yes, sir. Do you want to take it with me? I go to live in 15 minutes.
Yeah, you can take it with you and take the... No, they can put in the air, but he may have some other folders out.
Oh, okay. Whatever. I gave it to Monson then to...
Monson, good friend.